சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
பேஜ் 13 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 21.
பரோக்ஷா சத்ஃபலம் கர்ம ஜ்ஞானம் ப்ரத்யக்ஷ சத்ஃபலம். நரசிம்ஹ
சரஸ்வதி ஹைலைட்டிங் த பெனிஃபிட்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ் தட் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ் ஒன்ஸ் you attain, you are free from cycle of birth and death. Jnaninaha na nivartante, non-returnable. There is no again coming to this cycle of birth and death. Only karmis and upasakas, they return. Even they go to higher lokas, they come back. They cannot escape transmigration. They cannot escape janana marana samsara chakram. Therefore, one has to attain jnanam. This is the jnana phalam. Not only that, jnana phalam is pratyaksham. Whereas karma phalam, upasana phalam is paroksham, indirect. So, pratyaksha phalam, direct result, is always advantageous. You are in advantageous position if you attain direct phalam, rather than indirect. So, pratyaksha phalam. Not only that, jnana phalam is nitya phalam. If you acquire the result of knowledge, that is jnana phalam. What is jnana phalam? Dukkha nivritti. Freedom from sorrow is jnana phalam. That dukkha nivritti is permanent. Dukkha will not come back again. It will not tap your door. It will not come and say hello. You say hello to dukkha. Not dukkha come and tells you hello. Whereas paroksha jnanam, that means paroksha phalam, asat phalam. That karma phalam is anityam. It is not permanent. It is dosha bhuishtam. Even that karma phalam which comes, it has a limitation. It is temporary. Even while the temporary time also, there is a lot of atruptikaratvam, dukkhamisritatvam, bandhakatvam are there. First of all, it is paroksham, indirect. You cannot directly enjoy that phalam now. Even when it comes later after the fall of the body, that time also you are always under tension, tensed. Why? It may go away at any time. Ayaram, jayaram. That which has got arrival, definitely it must have departure. Karma phalam has got arrival. Like history, the kings, all they come and they depart. Date of arrival, date of departure. That again gives you sorrow. Therefore, asat phalam that is. Therefore, you have to vote for what? Jnanam eva abhyaset. May you practice. Abhyaset. May you practice. Jnanam. How you practice jnanam? May you take to that jnana yoga. May you take to that sadhana which is called jnana yoga, that which has got three steps. Shravana manana nidhyasanam. Shrotavyo மந்தவியோ நிதித்யாசி தவ்யா. This is called ஞானம். அப்யசேத், not one day or two days or one week or one year. Even one decade is not sufficient. Many decades you have to. If not, even centuries also sometimes, janmas, worth to do. It will continue like brought forward. That is worth. What? Shravana manana nididhyasanam. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now 22nd verse.
Vridhashramoyam vidushaam. Vridhayam karmanam shramaham. Yadina brahma vijnanam. Iti vedanta dindimaham.
When you are practicing lot of sadhanas and you are getting jnana yogyata, what you have to do after getting that chitta shuddhi and ekagrata and you study shastra, what for finally? Finally you have to get a gold medal. What is that gold medal? Golden cup. That gold cup you have to get is called moksha. What is that moksha? Moksha means aham brahmasmi. Aham brahmasmi jnanam. Claiming aham brahmasmi. That is the lakshyam. Antima lakshyam. Ultimate goal. Antima lakshyam. There are intermediary goals. They are all useless if you won't reach to the ultimate goal. They are all useless. He says, I am vidushan shramaha vritha. When yadi brahma vijnanam na prapti iti ches. Like that you have to connect. Second line, yadi brahma vijnanam. Yadi means if you do not attain brahma vijnanam, knowledge about Brahman. Knowledge about Brahman means what? Satyam, Brahman is satyam, Brahman is jnanam, Brahman is anantam. That is also jnanam, brahma jnanam only. The author says vijnanam. Vijnanam means what? Aparoksha jnanam. That satyam jnanam anantam brahma I am. 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita, jnana vijnanam means what? Jnanam means brahma asti iti jnanam. Jnanam, that is called jnanam, knowledge. Brahma asmi, I am Brahman, knowledge is called vijnanam. That means aparoksha jnanam. Brahma asmi, asti to asmi. First person singular, no? Third person singular to first person singular. Just converting. Brahma asti, third person singular. Prathama purusha ekavachanam. Simple conversion. Convert into what? Uttama purusha ekavachanam. First person. I am Brahman. That is called vijnanam. Yadi brahma vijnanam na prapti chet, if you won't get this knowledge, what knowledge? Aham brahma asmi knowledge. What is the use of scholarship? Vridha vidushaam. Vidushaam means the scholarship of a scholarly person. The scholarship of a scholarly person, not college, school and scholarship. Panditya. Panditya means tarka jnanam, mimamsa jnanam, vyakarana jnanam. So much of shastra jnanam, what is the use? What is the use of that jnanam? Unless you claim I am Brahman, tarka, mimamsa, all these and all not going to help you. Therefore, you have to claim. Otherwise what? Vridha ashrama. It is vain, unnecessary strain. like that person takes to the pole vault to jump that side. You know, pole vault you have taken up, went all the way up, then not leaving that pole vault. You have to leave that pole vault. What for you have gone up to that pole vault? To jump that side. That is the goal. If you won't jump after going there, it is vrudhashrama. And your practice for long time, rehearsal, whatever. After going there, you should not ask what to do. You must be informed. What to do, you must know. I have to jump other side. That is the purpose of this. Otherwise, it is useless. Unnecessary strain. Similarly, Shastra study also like that only. People go on studying. At the age of 70, they start Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Suppose, Vyakaranam, Archarka, Mimamsa, Jyotisham. Many people, they start, even early age or late also, they start. What, sir? Why we are studying at all? Any sadhana for that matter? Why? What is the goal? Sometimes we forget the goal. Sometimes in the many people, many times they forget. Who says? Lord Krishna said, Manushyanam sahasresh kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. It's very, very difficult. Even some Bhajagovindam Acharya says, Pashyannapi na pashyati. All the way, taking all sadhanas and study shastra, scholarship, lot of panditiyam is there. Why you are studying all this if you ask? Scholarship. I am a scholar. Acharya says, Vrudhashramaha, Vidusham. The scholarly people, their scholarship is unnecessary, strain, useless. I am karmanam shramaha api vrudha. Karmanam shrama means all these karmas, rituals, whatever you are doing. This karma yoga, upasana yoga, they are all meant for what? Preparation. You should not prepare throughout life. I am preparing myself. You are not trying to get the goal. Karma means what? Other rituals. Vaidika karma anushthanam. Or ashtanga yoga abhyasa. These are all practices are meant for what? We should not lose sight of the purpose of those sadhanas. Karmanam shramaha. That shrama also, there is a strain involved in every karma. Even to study shastra also, there is strain involved. Shrama is there. In study also there is shrama. In karma also there is shrama. Shrama means strain is there. Whole strain that what you are putting here, it is useless unless you are not reaching the goal. In the games and all they play, they have to put the ball in the gulf. That in the goal they have to put that ball in that hole. Anywhere in any game they have goals. They have to achieve that goal. Playing all the time, not achieving the gold. What is the use? Gold cup, ouch. Similarly, all sadhanas are waste. Because these sadhanas are very attractive. Very attractive, and they lose sight of why we are practicing also, they lose sight of. That much enchanting, meditation, asanas, pranayama, any rituals, all are meant for moksha. Many people won't recognize. Therefore, vridha eva yadi brahma vijnanam na praptitte. Therefore, never forget your goal. Brahma vijnanam alone is the goal one has to attain. Iti vedanta dindimaha. This is the declaration of scriptures. Therefore, in Vedaranyaka also, Gargi is Yajnavalkya addressing. Whoever leaves the body, aviditva asman lokat praiti saha kripanahana. Without knowing this aksharam brahma, whoever leaves their body, they are all unfortunate. in Akshara Brahmanam, Yajnavalkya says, Yo yaha etadaksharam garbhi aviditva asman lokat praiti saha krupanaha. And Akshara Brahmanam it is said. There is a nice sloka. Pustakasyata ya vidya parahasteta yadhanam. Avashyakale na samprapte na sa vidya na tadhanam. There is a lot of pustakasyata ya vidya. Vidya is there. The subject, the knowledge is there and you are knowing everything. But whenever you remember, it is not coming into your mind. When you are in crisis, when other person is insulting you, or some problem is there, what you have to say immediately? I am not the body. You have to say, Mano buddhya hankara chittani naham. Naja shrotra jimhe naja grana netre. It should come to the surface immediately. But we won't remember, suppose. And you are so much tensed or worried about those words of others when they are insulting, and you feel very bad. That means what? Pustakasya ya vidya. Vidya, Brahma Vidya is there in the notes. Brahma Vidya is there in the CD. Brahma Vidya is there somehow in the mind, somewhere it is not coming to surface. Nasa Vidya, that Vidya is useless. Whenever situations come, I have to invoke my Atma Swarupam. I am not anatma, body mind complex. So no one can disturb me. When something happens to the body, some pain, some disease, some, I am not the body. Like that you must, that is called Vidya, Brahma Vidya. Not, otherwise it is only in the book or in the CD. CD அப்படியே இருக்கும் நம்ம போயிடுவோம் we go CD will be there generations and generations no use of no vridha shamaha that's why kametam vedanu vachanena brahmana vividishanti yajnena ganena tapasa anasakena you have to give up all these sadhanas after practicing for a length of time you have to drop them Yajna dana tapas karma. First you have to practice natyajyam karyameva tat. Anantaram, what were there? Only for Brahma jnanam. Otherwise they are all meaningless. They are all meaningless. Vridha. Next shloka.
Alam yagair alam yogaihim. அலம் போகைரலம் தனைஹிம் பரஸ்மின் ப்ரஹ்மணி ஜ்ஞாதே இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ
அலம் எனஃப் இஸ் இட் எனஃப் அலம் மீன்ஸ் எனஃப் Enough what? Yagaihi alam. Whatever yagas you have done, means any ritual, Vaidika karmas. Any ritual, whatever you have done, enough. Why you are spending whole life in that yaga karma? Similarly, yogaihi alam. Yoga means here ashtanga yoga. For chitta samadhanam, pranayama, asana, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, Abhyasa, meant for what? Yoga is not meant for only physical health or mental health. It is only a practice to discipline your body-mind complex, preparing the body, qualifying the body-mind to study Shastra, to understand the purport of Shastra. Not lifelong practicing yoga, Sahaja Kundalini Yoga. Then spending lot of time, Sudarshana Kriya, this Kriya, that Kriya, lot of practices people do. What for you know they do? They want to live long without any disease. They want to look young. They want to be hale and healthy. Why you are struggling for this matter, body matter? Why you want to keep it so long? Don't work for that. Learn yoga, practice, maintain your health reasonably. Maintain your health so that diseases will not come to you, so that you can come to class, attend Vedanta class. That is the intention, to study Shastra. Mainly yoga abhyasa is for chitta ekagrata, chitta vritti nirodhana, manas chitta samadhanam. For that chitta samadhanam, you require a steady body. Steady mind is possible when you have steady body. That's why asana siddhi. Asana siddhi, then prana control, breathing, pranayama. All these meant for what? Concentration. So chitta ekagrata. Then chitta ekagrata comes by dharana dhyanam. Dharana dhyanam meant for chitta ekagrata. When chitta ekagrata comes, when you listen shastra, you absorb shastra like a sponge. You know, sponge you keep, it absorbs water. Whatever, wherever you keep, it absorbs. So our mind become like a sponge. You absorb whatever the teacher teaches. Focusing mind. Last class I said sukshma buddhi. So that is possible. Then after getting chitta ekagrata, vikshepa gone now. What for the chitta ekagrata? Steadily to look at the serial. To remember all phone numbers. Chitta ekagrata. To remember all phone numbers, to remember other things. Chitta ekagrata meant only for religion and philosophy. Daiva bhakti, ekarupa upasana, anekarupa upasana, then arupa jnana. Chitta ekagrata meant for that only. Ishvara pranidhanam. Then you have to come to philosophy. Nothing else. Therefore, enough what you have done yoga, go to Vedanta class and study. That also is attractive. If you go to yoga also, it is attractive. If you go to yoga also, yoga is attractive. Everything is attractive other than Brahman. Unless you come to Brahma Jnanam, you can never be free from sorrow. Yaga, yoga and all can never give freedom from sorrow. The more you learn yoga and the more sensitive you become body oriented. You become more body oriented without spiritual background. If you have a spiritual orientation mind, yoga is a sadhana. Yaga is a sadhana. Never sit with only sadhanas lifelong. Before long you have to come. There is a beautiful shloka, Mahata Punya Pannena Kiteyam Kayanau Svaya Param Dukkodhadheir Gantum Yavanna Bhidyate. With great punya you have acquired this body. Mahata Punya Pannena Kiteyam Kayam. You got this physical body by you, Svaya. Therefore, this boat, body boat, with this you have to cross the ocean. Param dukkho dhaner gantum. This samsara ocean, dukkha sagaram, janana marana samsara chakram. You have to cross before param dukkho dhaner gantum yavanna bhidyate. Before long the sariram is going to disintegrate, you have to acquire or claim. Cross means no crossing here, but you have to own up. Otherwise, this body is waste. Purushartha you have not acquired. Life is also waste. It is a purposeless life. Meaningless life. Therefore, yogaihi alam, yagaihi alam, then bhogaihi api alam. Enough what you have enjoyed. Going here and there, lot of things you are doing. Bhogaihi. Another reading is also there. Bhukta bhogaihi alam. Whatever pleasures you have enjoyed, consumed, enough. Lots of enjoyment. No? Kavo, pivo, maja karo. As long as you have strength in your body, people never sit quietly. This tour, that tour, world tour, pilgrimages, lot of things they go here and there, and they after when further he cannot move, further he cannot travel. Up to that time people travel. Now then only they come to Vedanta class. Naturally, I am not telling about you. Generally people, as long as they are hale and healthy, they won't look at Vedanta class. When they are not able to go distance, far places, very difficult to move, that time only they think about Vedanta class. But some mature people like you, some mature people like you, they come to Vedanta class, they want to enjoy. Okay. Bhukta bhogaihi alam, enough what you have enjoyed. அந்த ஹோட்டலுக்கு போய் இந்த ஹோட்டலுக்கு போய் ஃபைவ் ஸ்டார் ஹோட்டலுக்கு போய் கண்டதெல்லாம் சாப்பிட்டு என்ஜாயிங், லாட் ஆஃப் கேட்ஜெட்ஸ் பையிங் அண்ட் ஹியர் ஃபோன்ஸ் கேமராஸ் வீடியோஸ் வாட் நாட், ஹவு மெனி திங்ஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் பையிங், ஸ்பெண்டிங் லாட் ஆஃப் மணி லேவிஷ்லி என்ஜாயிங் அண்ட் ஈட்டிங் வாட் எவர் தே லைக், ஈட்டிங் ட்ரிங்கிங் எல்லாமே பீஸா மாகா. So many things. Life, after all, life is meant for what? Enjoy. Enna? Joy. Ennude joy, enjoy. Enjoy. Very easy. That is very easy. But discipline, study is very, very difficult. So, Acharya says, alam. Enough. What you have enjoyed? Enough. Then what? Alam. Dhanaihi alam. What you have earned and what you have deposited, enough. How long you want to earn? At the age of, after retirement also, honorary service, in the name of honorary service, why can't you go and study Shastra? On the other hand, take voluntary retirement. When 45 itself, you take voluntary retirement and study when your sense organs are intact. Okay. Now they are struggling to increase their, what, job age, 58 to make it 60, strike. Why can't they say enough? Two more years increase our job duration. They want. That is a strike. After 60, they want again two more years. They don't want. Because, money is not bitter. No? They want earn. Lot of money. Say enough. Enough. And the podum alam buddhi. The alam buddhi has to come. If you want to get, I will tell you, alam dhanaihi. Acharya says. Enough what you have, be happy with that. What you have, make use of that money. And content and be happy. Parasmin brahmani gnate. Gnate. If you know the Brahman, all these are all enough. Once you know Brahman, you stop doing all these things. Once you come to Vedanta, study scripture, you can stop yaga, yoga. Yoga means minimum you can do. Don't spend too much time for pranayama, breathing in, breathing out. Go on doing breathing in, breathing out. Why you are doing enough? I want to live Lord. Brahmani, Parabrahmani, Parasmin Brahmani Gnate Sati. All these are all alam enough. These are all meant for that. Don't spend your time in those practices. So, the yaga, yoga, bhoga, dhanam, all you do what? Yaga. Give up. Give up. In our Shastra, they kept all this only within 40 years, 45 maximum, 50. After that, what? Vanaprastha Ashrama. Give this chavi to someone in the family. Don't carry that chavi with you. Okay. In Vanaprastha Ashrama, you give up. That Grihastha Ashrama to Vanaprastha Ashrama. Other retirement. Retirement means what? Vanaprastha Ashrama. In Vanaprastha Ashrama, what this person doing? Looking at the cricket match, that lady is looking at the serial. In Vanaprastha Ashrama, you are supposed to do japa, tapa, Vedanta Shravanam. Many ladies are sitting and watching the serials and a cricket match. Enna panva? Vedanta, enna vendi TV la varudhu, enna? TV is coming, you know. Everything is coming in TV nowadays. Okay. There at least we will see that also, you know. Paravar. Bhogaihi alam dhanaihi alam. Parasmin brahmani gnate. That is the main aim of life. Don't waste your time. Next shloka. For that also he gives paryapta kamasya krutatmanastu ihaiva sarve praviliyanti kamaha. Once you attain, you go on studying shastra intensely, seriously, automatically this yaga, yoga, bhoga, dhana, icha, all will come down. Drastically they are coming down. The interest towards them comes down. That's what said in Mundakopanishad. Paryapta kamasya. Paryapta. Enough for me. Enough. And that buddhi will come. Once you come to shastra, if you study properly, that buddhi will come. Alam buddhi. Then Brihadaranyaka answa Shariraka Brahmanam says, Atmanam chet vijaniyat ayamasmi iti purushaha kinichan kasyakamaya sharira manusanjvaret. Once you are going towards this Brahma Vidya and slowly you are grasping that teaching, what will happen? Kimichan kasyakamaya. By desiring what? For whose sake? Kimichan kasyakamaya. He no more struggles for this person. Na anusanjvare. This person is free from all desires. 24.
Alam vedairalam shastraihim. Alam sruti puranakaihim. Paramatmani vijnatem. Iti vedanta dindimaha.
Alam alam today, oh, full alam. Vedaihi alam. Shastraihi alam. Vedaihi means Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Adharmana Veda. Go on chanting, Parayanam, recitation. And knowing the meaning also. Just knowing the meaning and reading, chanting will not help you. Unless you assimilate the teaching into your life, what Upanishad is talking, never just recite like a parrot. I know the first shloka onwards up to last, so what? I know all recitations without seeing book. So what? So what? So, vedaihi alam enough. Shastraihi alam. Shastra means here, Tarka Shastra, Mimamsa Shastra, Vyakarana Shastra, all these shastrams also enough. Why you want to spend, waste your time? Therefore Shankaracharya tells in Viveka Chudamani, Shabda Jalam Maharanyam Chitta Brahmana Karakam. Chitta Brahmana Karakam. It deludes the person, Shabda Jalam also. So you have to select what I have to choose. Purport. Smritihi Puranakaihi Alam. Smriti also. People are interested in what? Prahlada Charitra at the age of 70. Prahlada Charitra you have to complete at the age of 15. Not at the age of 55. Rukmini Kalyanam, Radha Kalyanam. People are interested in Bhagavatam. Therefore, many Pauranikaha, they say that only. If you study Bhagavata, you will get moksha and mukti. Bhagavata Parayana, you go on doing Shravanam, you will get moksha. So, Purana Kaihi, Ramayana, Itihasa, all Bhagavata, Puranas, all these Markandeya Puranam, Kartika Puranam, Garuda Puranam, there are people, they read Puranas. And Pauranikaha are there, they go on talking about Puranam. So same Prahalada Charitram. This person is listening from 40-50 years. How nice that story. He never put a step further. Of course, by studying all of them, listening to them, you get Chitta Shuddhi. But that is not the aim of life, ultimate goal of life. It is only for some time. You have to finish as early as possible and come to Vedanta Shastra. Means still you are in Prahalada Charitra Rukmini, Gajendra Moksham. Gajendra Moksham, you see people, how many people sit. People, Gajendra has got Moksha. I also will get Moksha. If you listen Gajendra Moksha, you will get Moksha. Never. You get listen Gajendra Moksha, you get interest in Moksha. After listening Gajendra Moksha, even 20 times you won't get interest in Moksha. That Gajendra Moksha also cannot help you. You have to work for Moksha. You have to work for Moksha. At least on the Moksha, Moksha, Gajendra Moksha, if you listen. What is this Moksha? Sometime you can come to class. That's why they kept that. But this person manages to continue going to Rukmini Kalyanam, Gajendra Moksha at the age of 80. So all the best next birth. Definitely he will come to Vedanta class next birth. No doubt in that. But this janma, Purudha. Okay. Alam Vedaihi, Alam Shastraihi, Alam Smriti Purana Kaihi. Smriti means Manusmriti, Dharma Shastram, Yajnavalkya Smriti, Parashara Smriti. They are all Dharma Shastrams. They are also very, very enchanting. If you go on studying, reading them, my goodness, Dharma Shastra, you know, very nice. The time is, you know, Katradu Kaimannalavu, Kalladadu Ullahalavu, Enna Madri. If you go on studying, reading those books, life is not sufficient. Yet Sara Bhutam Tad Upasitam. Only Sara you have to take and come out. Vedanta Dindima Chappu Nirka Swamani. No taste. Eppadi irukum? To have the taste in Vedanta Dindima, to enjoy the juice of Vedanta Dindima, you require tremendous punyam. Not so easy. Therefore, Paramatmani Vijnate. Once you understand Vijnate Sati, once you recognize, discover that Paramatma, where is desire for Veda, Shastram, further, Purana, Itihasa, Dharma, Shastra? All are culminated in this only. The ultimate. They are all culminated. Therefore, alam, alam means like this matchbox. You use the matchbox and light the lamp. This example you can remember. Use the matchbox and matchstick. And light the lamp. What do you do this with matchstick? You throw away. You don't look at the matchstick. Matchstick meant for what? Matchstick? Match enna enna cricket match illa. It's not a cricket match. In the matchbox irukra matchstick used to light the lamp. You throw it. What is this? Lighting the lamp is jnana jyoti. Shastra serves like a matchstick. I use Shastra matchstick to light that Jnana Jyoti. Once that Paramatmani Vijnate, once I recognize, discover, Vedaihi Alam, Shastraihi Alam, Puranaihi, Smriti, everything is enough. Don't go further. After studying many people they study Vedanta and they go to Bhagavatam. They go to Bharatam. All this. எப்படி வருது மனசு இது புரியல அது புரியல அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் திஸ் ஆல்சோ அண்ட் ஆல்சோ நாட் தட் தெர் இஸ் சம் பெனிஃபிட் நாட் தட் வி ஷுட் நாட் லிசன் வி ஷுட் நாட் கோ ஃபார் தட் பட் மீனிங்லெஸ் நோ ஹவு கேன் யூ டிசைர் ஃபார் தட் சாஸ்திராஸ் அகெய்ன் அண்ட் அகெய்ன் அண்ட் திருஷ்ய விவேகா யூ ஹாவ் டு லவ் like Dhrigrishya Viveka, Dakshinamurti Stotram, Manasullasa, like text. Not Bhagavata, Uddhava Gita. That's very nice. like that. Here, when we are reading all these things, after studying, I'm telling you, without studying anything, without yaga, yoga, without all these things, I want to get moksha is not possible. Don't mistake here. Karma, upasana, all you have to practice for some time, then you have to go. So dharma is also important. Values are important. You have to follow. No yoga, no yaga, nothing is there. No rituals, nothing is there. No. Don't mistake like that. Like a tambura asruti, no? Tambura continues as you are singing the raga, tambura continues. Like that, this tambura, dharma, following values is continuous. As you are practicing karma yoga, you have to follow dharma. As you are practicing upasana, you have to follow dharma. As you are practicing jnana yoga, you have to follow dharma. Okay. All these are vrudha. Therefore, I am not practicing jnana. Practice sometime and live a dharmic life throughout your spiritual journey. Never violate values. Yogaratova, bhogaratova. People take this as advantage. I am Atma Brahman only. I am beyond what? Beyond values, moral, ethical, Shastra never permit such a licentious life. In our scriptures, dharmic life is the prime requisite for jnana. Unless you have that dharmic life, the Satya Vratam, and Ahimsa Vratam, Indriya Nigraham, Manas, Shama, Dhamma. Without all these, you can never assimilate Shastra. Without values, you can never come to that Nishtha. Impossible. Very, very important. Values are very important. Dharma Shastra, you understand and be dharmic and come to Shastra. That is the intention of the author. All are vrudha, vrudha, na, everything is vrudha. In the beginning, all are required, but you should not forget your goal. All these are meant for what? That too you should not forget. That is his intention here. Next shloka, 25.
Narchan yadu sharthosti nasam narthosti kaschanam jate brahmatma vijnane iti vedanta dindimaham.
Second line, you look into that. Brahma Atma Vijnane Sati. Brahma Atma Vijnana Jate Sati. Vijnane. In these three previous verses also, Brahmani Jnate. Ta Vijnata is all there. Because of Sandhi rule, the Ekara is dropped. But when you are reading, so every time I need not explain. Last class I have explained already. That's why I am not explaining. Here also, Vijnane. Brahma Atma Vijnane Jate Sati. Vijnane Jate Sati. Brahma Atma Vijnana means Jivatma Paramatma Aichya. Brahma means Paramatma. Atma means Jivatma. Brahma Atma. I, the self, I am Brahman. Brahman is myself. Brahmatma Vijnanam means Aham Brahma iti Aparoksha Jnanam. Vijnanam means Aparoksha Jnanam. Direct knowledge. So Brahma Atma Self. I the Self. I am Brahman. Brahman is the inner Self. I am the inner Self. I am Brahman. I am not Brahma. ஓகே, ஐ அம் பிரம்மன். விஜ்ஞானி அபரோக்ஷ ஜ்ஞானி ஜாதி. த மொமெண்ட் திஸ் நாலேஜ் அரைஸ் பை ஸ்டடிங் லெங்க் ஆஃப் டைம் சிஸ்டமேட்டிக்கலி அண்டர் ஏ காம்பிடென்ட் டீச்சர். சதி ஜாதி சதி, தென் சதி சப்தமி ஜாதி சதி இதி நாட் இதி. நெக்ஸ்ட் கோ டு ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன். நர்ச்சா நர்ச்சா மீன்ஸ் நர்ச்சா, தட் இஸ் த வேர்ட் நர்ச்சா. ரிக்வேத பை ரிக்வேத நகாராந்த ஸ்ரீலிங்க ரிச் சப்த, நாட் இங்கிலீஷ் ரிச், சான்ஸ்கிரிட் ரிச், ரிச் ரிக் ரிச்சௌ ரிஷஹா, ரிச்சம் ரிச்சௌ ரிஷஹா. ருச்சா ரிச்சா மீன்ஸ் தேர்ட் கேஸ் திருத்தியா. ரிச்சா ரித்யாம் ரித்திஹி ரிச்சா ந அர்த்தஹ அஸ்தி. அர்த்த மீன்ஸ் பிரயோஜனம். ஒன்ஸ் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் யூ ஆர் பிரம்மன், தெர் இஸ் நோ பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ரிக் மந்த்ராஸ். தேர் பர்பஸ் இஸ் சர்வ்ட் ஓவர். ரிச்சா அர்த்தஹ ந அஸ்தி, தெர் இஸ் நோ பிரயோஜனம். அர்த்தஹ மீன்ஸ் பிரயோஜனம் நாஸ்தி. After getting knowledge, okay, that is why I took the second line first. For Brahmatma Vijnane Jate Sati Richa Arthaha Na Asti. Not only Rig Veda, Yajushapi Na Arthaha Asti. Even Yajur Veda, Yajur Veda Mantras also, there is no use. This person, Yajur Vedi, chanting like a parrot. What? Yajur Veda. பிரம்மவிதாப்னோதி பரம். வாட் இஸ் த மீனிங் அண்ணா? தட் ஓன்லி ஐ டோன்ட் நோ. தட் மந்த்ராஸ் ஆர் நாட் மென்ட் ஃபார் ஜஸ்ட் ரெபிடிஷன், தே ஆர் மென்ட் டு அசிமிலேட், தே ஆர் மென்ட் டு ஓன் அப் டு கிளைம். ஒன்ஸ் யூ கெட் தட் பிரம்ம ஜானம் பிரம்மவிதாப்னோதி, யூ நீட் நாட் எதுஷா அர்த்தா நாஸ்தி. அண்டில் யூ கெட் பிரம்ம ஜானம் அர்த்தா அஸ்தி, பிரயோஜனம் இஸ் தேர். ஆஃப்டர் கெட்டிங் நாலேஜ் பிரயோஜனம் நாட் தேர். யூ ஹவ் கிராஸ்ட் த ரிவர் வித் போட், இஸ் தேர் எனி ஃபர்தர் பெனிஃபிட் ஆர் ஃபர்தர் யூஸ் ஆஃப் தட் போட் ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஹவ் கிராஸ்ட்? நோ நோ நோ, திஸ் போட் ஹேஸ் ஹெல்ப்டு மீ லாட் டு டிராவல் எ லாங் டிஸ்டன்ஸ், தேர் பிஃபோர் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு கெட் டவுன், get out of this boat and hey, you have no come here only to cross this. You sat in this boat only to cross to that shore. You have to cross and reach that shore. In this person not leaving the boat, why he sat also he has forgotten. Example, when I say you all smile and laugh, enjoy, but what we are doing na? Rudra Parayana comes in Yajurveda. People are chanting Rudra Parayanam all over. Shivratri is going to come and they chant like anything. No, Rudram, Rudram, Yajurveda. They are not getting out of that Yajurveda boat. Once you get Brahma Jnanam, there is no need of chanting also. Yajusha, this also Yajus Shabdaha, Sakarantaha, Napumsakalingaha, Yajuhu, Yajushi, Yajumshi, Yajusha, Tritiya. Not only that, third Upanishad, Samna, even by Samaveda, Samna, this is also Nakarantaha, Napumsakalingaha, Samanna Shabdaha. Sama, Samani, Samni, Samani. Samna means Tritiya, Ekavachanam. By this Samaveda also there is no பிரயோஜனம். ஒன்ஸ் யூ கெட் பிரம்ம ஜானம், வாட் இஸ் சாமவேத உபனிஷத்து? சாந்தோக்யா உபனிஷத். தட் ஆல்சோ தேர் இஸ் நோ நீட் ஆஃப் சாந்தோக்யா. ஒன்ஸ் யூ கெட் தத்துவமசி அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி ஜானம், தத்துவமசி குரு சேஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. ஓகே, ஸ்வேதகேது, உத்தாலக, பிரஜாபதி வித்யா, பூம வித்யா, கோன் one day or other you have to say aham bhuma. What is your name? Bhuma. My original name is Bhuma. My secondary name is my given name. Given name. Therefore, olden days, in grammar, villages and all, people ask, what is your name? They say, they call me like this. Subbu, they call me as Subbu. They say, they never say, my name is this. You see, that is called Vruddha Vyavahara. That person knows that this is given name, I am only Brahman Bhuma. But this is given name for interaction purpose they are using. In that. Nowadays they are not telling. Those days, people used to say, they call me by this name, they say. That means what? This is only Vyavahara. For Vyavahara's sake, they kept this name. Even father also, at the time of Namakaranam, he says, Vedosi. Veda means Atma. You are Atma, my dear son. But for me, two more sons are there. I cannot call everyone as Atma, Atma. Therefore, I am giving a name for calling. I am giving a name for calling. That is what means for. Next, you have to supply Atharvana Veda also. It is not given. Arthaha na asti. When you understand you are Brahman, there is no prayojanam of Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda. All of their purpose is over. Namu over and cholaname in the purpose. Because we are always in the purpose. Searching for that only. One day or other you have to say, thank you. Tatra Vedaha Avedaha Bhavanti. Once you get the jnanam, Vedas are all also lose their importance after getting knowledge. That is the meaning here. This is Shvetashvatara says, yes, Tanna Veda Him Rucha Karishyati. Once you know that you are Brahman, what Rigveda can do for you, Yajurveda can do for you. So, Sarvam Abhisameti Yatkincha Prajaha Sadhu Kurvanti. Sarve Vedaha Yatraikam Bhavanti Ekam Bhavanti. Yatra Vedaha Ekam Bhavanti. So, all Vedas culmination is Aham Brahmas. Next shloka.
Karmani Chitta Shudhyartham Aikagyartham Upasanam Mokshartham Brahma Vijnanam Iti Vedanta Dindimaham.
You understand, I need not explain this. Karmani Chitta Shuddhyartham. All karmas, Vaidika karmas are meant for the purification of the mind. Antahkaranam. Chitta Shuddhyartham. Chitta Shuddhyartham Karmani. Then Upasanas are meant for what? Aikagriyartham. Ekasyam. Ekam agram aika ekagram ekagrasya bhavaha aikagriyam. For one pointedness bhava vispatti. Ekagrasya bhavaha aikagriyam. For one pointedness only upasana. Once you have attained chitta shuddhi and once you have attained chitta ekagrata, one pointedness, concentration, no, you are free from vikshepa. Distraction. You are free from raga dvesha because you have got chitta shuddhi. You are free from strong likes and dislikes. So you have acquired. Then mokshartham brahma vijnanam. So then what? Karma yoga over? Upasana yoga over? One more yoga? Brahma vijnanam. Means jnana yoga. Meant for what? Mokshartham. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Shankaracharya tells in the Viveka Chudamani in the beginning, 11th sloka, there Chittasya Suddhaye Karma Natu Vastu Palabdhaye Vastu Siddhi Vicharena. Vastu Siddhi means you can accomplish the Vastu, the Atman, Vicharena by Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. that is called jnana yoga. Nakinchit karma koti bhi, by any amount of karmas you can never get moksha. Karma yoga for chitta shuddhi, upasana yoga for chitta ekagrata, and jnana yoga for moksha. Jnanam and moksha, this is the journey. Therefore, who says Vedanta Dindyamaha declaration? Vedanta, all scriptures declare, proclaim this. So we have to see, where am I now? Karma yoga is still required, perform Panchamahayaknas. Chitta ekagrata is required, still you are disturbed, distracted, and do some pranayama and meditation and attend class simultaneously, so that you can grasp easily and assimilate to get what? Moksha cup. Moksha gold medal. Okay. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.